There's one more thing to try. Even they wouldn't know how to block it. Go to the keypad inside the machine, Tom.
I'm in.
Type in applesauce.
Applesauce.
Hurry!
Dad, that'll destroy the machine!
I know, son. Tom, type applesauce and then get out of there. I don't know what the imagination station will do while it self-destructs.
Whit, are you sure? I mean, Tom, it's the only way. Now hurry. Here goes.
Okay, good. Let's take it from the top again and get a safety on that.
Hey, Marshall, I got a question.
Yeah.
On the line on 122 where I'm...
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to the studio where we record Adventures in Odyssey. Over the last 15 years, we've worked with many talented actors on the program. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be with them inside the studio? Well, join us now on our 15th anniversary as we take you behind the scenes to hear more about the cast of Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Paul, instead of saying applesauce, say spizzerinktum.
I will not.
Type in spizzerinktum.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Care to join us? You never know what'll happen next time. Yeah, next. Let's do this right.
Let's make this a goodie.
We didn't record it.
You did record it?
Hurry up. You think we have all night for it?
There's an outtake.
And I'm Chris.
I just lost it. I'm so sorry.
Bad Chris, how do I look?
As you can hear, we've had a lot of fun during the last 15 years and, well, maybe not that much fun, guys. Cut it out. I am talking. I'm talking here. As I was saying, we've been on the air 15 years now. Let's begin our look behind the scenes by meeting one of the actors who has been with us from the very beginning, Walker Edmiston. Walker has played many roles over the years, but he's most well known as two popular characters, Tom Riley and Bart Rathbone.
All I'm saying is that I believe in our rights as Americans.
Yeah, I believe in all that junk too.
Talented actors like Walker bring more than just a voice to their characters. Hear Walker and executive producer Paul McCusker talk about how the acting and the writing affect each other.
The writers here, they want us to give the most to the feeling. So they give you the liberty to express it in your own way.
Oh, well, I remember very early on with Tom and later with Bart, for example, you became Use.
Look, you both want to win the contest, don't you?
Yeah.
You would take certain words and you just give that spin, which I don't think we ever would have purposefully put in the script, but you brought to the performance.
Shoppers, don't forget our special on blank videotapes. $5 each or 3 for $20. Bargains every day here at the Electric Palace.
Bart is a scam artist, and he runs the Electric Palace and this and that. But they bring in a family.
I love you, now, Pop!
Now you get to know a little bit more about this guy, and you notice he's not all one-dimensional. He's not all shallow. He's got this kid he's got to raise.
And how come you didn't have any more kids?
You?
I think that was an act of Congress, come to think of it.
Who says we don't do things as a family?
He left his clothes all over the bathroom again. Is that what they taught you in jail?
You don't know what it's like.
I'll bet they didn't let you leave your clothes all over the bathroom.
You know, maybe we should leave the Rathbones now and let them work out their own problems. Meanwhile, another character who has been with us from the beginning is Connie Kendall. Here, co-creator Steve Harris remembers looking for someone to play this important role.
We took every opportunity we could to get some contacts out in the acting community, people who could really do the job. And, you know, we kept praying for that again and again. And suddenly, out of the blue, in walks this lady with a tape.
I must have been an answer to your prayer.
No kidding.
Katie Lee voices the perpetual teenager Connie Kendall. However, when they first called Katie to play the part, she almost couldn't do it.
He'd say, we're working on the show, it's going to start, we have a part for you, and I'd say, great, that's wonderful. In the meantime, I'm pregnant, right? So I get a phone call. we're ready, can you work? And Adam was 4 days old, and I said, oh, Steve, I'm so sorry. I can't. Could you get somebody else? And he goes, okay. And, you know, that was the last I heard of him. 6 weeks later, he goes, hi, can you work now? Okay, can I ring the baby? He goes, well, let's focus on the family. So I dragged Adam out in his car seat since he's been 6 weeks old. And that, you know, I mean, really, that's a lot to put up with. So you've had a hard time with me from the very beginning.
And now today's commentary with Crying Brian Dern.
Don't go away. If I gotta be stuck with this nonsense, so do you.
Welcome back to our 15th anniversary celebration as we go inside the studio with the cast of Adventures in Odyssey. We have many actors who are so versatile that they perform more than one character. Corey Burton is one of these. He's played more than 100 roles on the show.
My personal preference is to avoid hurtling my body into anything made out of wrought iron.
Lord, is that you?
Marty.
Apparently, evidence has been discovered that someone has rigged these awards.
One of Corey Burton's better-known roles is Shakespeare, Edwin's ever-suffering servant. Here, Paul McCusker talks with Corey about the creation of this character.
Now, the interesting thing about Shakespeare, I remember the very first session with you on Shakespeare because we were trying to find the voice.
Hello, welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Have you been waiting long?
You're sounding a bit like yourself, though.
A bit more flighty, perhaps? Hello, welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Have you been waiting long?
A mannered British butler, what would you do?
Mannered British butler? Would be, you know, sort of up there. How are you doing, sir?
The Gielgud kind of butler.
Let's hear James Mason.
James Mason is a little different than Michael York. Hello, welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Have you been waiting long?
Did I make him up too much?
No.
I think you're pushing him a little bit too fast, maybe.
Hello, welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Have you been waiting long?
Is anybody here?
Hello. Welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Have you been waiting long?
No, I just got here.
Oh, good. What can I do for you?
Sounds real good, and I do like the character you're going now for.
It's starting to develop.
Just like Corey, Steve Burns has played several roles over the years, though he's best known as Rodney Rathbone and Robert Mitchell. And what's Steve's favorite episode?
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Oh. Come on, the Barclays and the Rathbones should go on vacation at least once a year.
We're going witches.
What?
Yeah, surprise! I was able to piggyback the three of us onto your trip.
So we're all going together, ain't it great?
Yeah, great, great.
Yeah!
For me, it just allowed for a broad levity like never before. I mean, Phil or whoever would be directing would just ask me for some kind of sound, like, you know, the sound of taking off behind a jet ski or the parasail thing, and then you just get...
All right, let's go!
Wait, he said no!
He's going?
Rodney!
Mr. Whitaker was originally played by a wonderful man named Hal Smith. Hal had many acting credits. He was Owl and Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh, Barney on the Flintstones, Otis Campbell on the Andy Griffith Show, and hundreds more. Sadly, Hal passed away in 1994. Hal's own cheerful personality gave Witt's character brightness and warmth. Steve Harris remembers working with him in the studio.
When you book Hal Smith for a recording session, if you need 1 hour of voice tracks, you book a 2.5 hour session. 1 hour to get the voice tracks done, because he knocks those out just great, and 1.5 hours for the stories.
That's right.
Producers Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker worked with Hal for 8 years. They fondly remember their time with him.
I remember that he would show up no matter what. So he showed up to do the sessions for Mortal Coil shortly after his wife died. And asking him to come in and to do this show that was essentially a show about death was pretty hard going. And I remember taking him aside and saying, Hal, look, we're planning to do these shows. Here's what the shows are about. Are you okay to do this? Because if you aren't, forget about it. Go home. Don't worry about it. We won't do the shows. And he, Nope. Let's go on. Yeah. Let's go.
Jenny.
It's me, John.
Jenny, is it you? Is it really you?
Hello, John.
Jenny.
Dave Arnold remembers more.
In those days, we had to record them all onto a reel-to-reel deck. And to enable the deck to record, you just had to push two buttons that said record. But we got an hour into the session, and I looked back, and to my horror and amazement, those buttons were not pushed. And I pushed the talk back and I said, we've not recorded anything for the past hour. For the first time in the history of ever knowing Hal, you could see his face get angry, but he did not say one unkind word to me. From that point on, whenever I made a mistake, Hal would say, that's one, Dave.
And I remember after he passed away then, was it the Andy Griffith fan newsletter? There was an interview with him. And this was the big surprise to us. He talked about Odyssey being the most gratifying thing he ever did in his life. When you think of what he had done in his career, we took that as very high praise.
After 2 years of searching, the Odyssey team finally found a voice to step in for Wit. For 6 years now, the part of John Avery Whittaker has been played by Paul Herlinger.
You know, the wonderful thing about Odyssey is that you get to act with the same people week after week or episode after episode, and I can see where this all becomes a family situation, and I think that brings out the best in all of us, and it helps us with our characters. We relate to each other as people here in the studio and on the scripts.
Alan Young plays Jack Allen. Alan says that Odyssey brings back memories of his childhood.
We weren't very wealthy in Canada, and we had one radio, no television then. But to listen to radio, the whole family would gather around, my mother, my father, my sister and I. And it wasn't so much the content, but the fact that we're all together. Mm. The radio was so good that way, and I think Odyssey is the same way.
And there's one other cast member we haven't talked about yet. She's a very serious actress.
Woo! Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Whoopee! Focus on the Family!
Oh, and she always gets the lines on the first try. Well, Schnitz, your machine is a success.
Now, Chris, we pick on you in the studio every once in a while, but how do you handle all that good-natured teasing?
I was grown up with five kids in my family, so unless you were picked on, you weren't loved. So I knew right away, if you're picked on, you're going to be loved. And they picked.
And we loved her a lot.
Oh, she's absolutely adored.
Now, that address again is...
Do you see a now in there? You see now that address?
No, and it makes it more talky.
No, you do again.
My chance of living has some personality.
You'll be on the edge of your chair with excitement.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, too perky?
Considering what she, the mood she's in, no.
I can unperk it.
Watch this unperkiness. Hi, this is Chris. What do you think?
Oh, please.
Now, Chris, the other question that we always get about you is, are you really that happy all the time?
When?
In life, in general.
You know, I have to say this honestly. Nobody's that happy all the time. But when I'm doing the show, I'm really happy. I'm really proud to do this part. I really am. As far as being really happy, yeah, a lot of me is a lot of that person. But, you know, like anybody else, I have to do my dishes and I have to, you know, do the clothes and stuff. But I think on the whole, I'm a pretty happy person. God's blessed me a lot in my life.
Now, don't go away. When we come back, we'll go to Focus on the Family headquarters as our cast answers questions in front of a live audience.
Okay, Chris, that's great. Could we get a safety take on that, please?
Oh, I need to get a drink of water. I'll be right back. Don't start without me!
Welcome back to our tour inside the studio. Recently, we performed a live show at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs. After the recording, host Chuck Bolte asked our cast a few questions from the audience. Let's listen in.
All right, Walker. What's your favorite thing about Adventures in Odyssey? What's your favorite thing about doing the recordings?
The fellowship, the camaraderie, the family feeling of it all. I've been doing it 14 years.
That's right.
And we are truly a family.
Yeah, it really is true, folks. Part of the story of Adventures in Odyssey relates to Hal Smith, who was the first Mr. Whitaker. Most of you know this, that Hal Smith passed away a number of years ago. There was a series of time when we sent Whit overseas. That was during when we were trying to find a replacement for Mr. Whitaker. And I'm going to ask Paul to tell how we ran into him and how you got involved with Adventures in Odyssey.
Do you want to take a dinner break first? Well, we were on a vacation trip in 1995 to Vail, Colorado, and we drove to Vail. And I got a message from a producer who said he wanted me to do some commercials for him. Well, I said, I can't do commercials. I'm on vacation. Find somebody else. And my good wife tapped me on the shoulder and said, look in the phone book. Maybe there's a recording studio in Vail. Well, there happened to be one across the street. Anyway, to make a longer story short, I did these commercials, forgot all about them, and someone on a Christian station had heard my voice, first thought it was Hal, but then realized Hal is not here anymore, and it was me. So they contacted Focus on the Family and said, we think we found somebody who could replace Hal. I don't think anybody can replace him, but somebody who could step in. And Chuck came up and interviewed me, and that's history.
There you have it. That's how we got involved. Now, this is a question a lot of people ask, and I think it's a fair question, and she cannot answer it. Does Connie have the same personality in real life? Walker, why don't you answer that first? keep it straight.
No, I really love her too much to answer that question.
I think that covers it. All right. Are your real voices the same as your character voices? Certainly in the case of Chris, it is.
Hi, this is Chris.
I think the big question is Aria. What a voice she's got. Now, Aria, is that your natural voice?
Yeah, it's my natural voice. I've had this voice forever, probably. I probably will have it forever. That's like Connie. Right.
She's scared since she met me.
Well, my natural voice was like that, but Ma said you'll never get nowhere using that, so I had to change it for Focus.
Now, this is to all of you from Brittany Little in Monument, Colorado. What is your favorite show? What's your favorite tape?
The Mortal Coil.
The Mortal Coil. Remember that one?
Like Back to Bethlehem.
Back to Bethlehem.
I can't remember the name. It's when Digger Digwillow went back in the Imagination Station. He went back and saw Jesus.
That was the very first one. It was called the Imagination Station.
Is that good?
Oh. Now, this is a good question. Let me ask this one of Townsend. Do you have to practice each show a lot? This is from Ruth from Hartville, Ohio. Ruth?
No, we don't practice at all. If I've got the question right, we show up at the studio, they hand us our script, and we start looking at it, and I go, okay, there's my line. I highlight all mine in yellow because I've got a rule that if it ain't yellow, it ain't red.
Hey, I get that.
Did you get that one? That was pretty good. That wasn't bad.
That Connie's quick.
So, we don't practice it a lot. We look at it, we rehearse it once, and then we generally go ahead and record it, and sometimes record it twice.
Well, like in The Mortal Coil, where I was talking to Whit, you don't want to rehearse it.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. You're not reading. You are that person.
That's really true. All right, here's a fun request for Walker. Walker, I want you to keep this brief, but I want you to do this. This gentleman has requested that you do a conversation between Tom and Bart.
Well, see, in the first place, I don't even like to talk to Bart. What do you mean you don't like to talk to me? Well, you're always causing me trouble. Yeah? Well, listen, you come over to the Electric Palace. The last time I come over there, you sold me light bulbs that didn't work. You could make Christmas tree ornaments, couldn't you?
Let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, this is a question for Paul McCusker.
Woohoo!
Paul?
Where's Paul? Right?
Paul's back here.
I'm here.
Is Connie ever gonna get married?
It depends on what state she's living in. What are the laws about 16-year-olds getting married?
I'm 18. And nobody wrote that line for him. He came up with it all by himself.
That was all by himself. He's such a writer.
He is.
Here's a good one. This is from an Odyssey fan in Denver, Colorado. Have you ever been recognized in public by your voice?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what cracks me up is when people meet me even for Odyssey stuff and I'll talk and they'll go, you sound just like Connie.
That would make sense. Townsend.
I was in a checkout line of a supermarket once, and a lot of us tend to talk to ourselves.
And for good reason,
and
I might add.
I found myself talking to myself, and I was just going, and the person behind me said, oh my goodness, that sounds like the 7-Up dot. And I said, well, will I do the 7-Up dot? Remember when he had little sunglasses?
Could I have a drum roll, please? Thank you. The last question of the day is right here. Share a favorite memory or funny moment that occurred in recording Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, I'll just say one of the best things is when Will Ryan, who plays Eugene, brings his ukulele to the studio. And when Hal was still alive, and as soon as they stopped the tape, Will would start playing, and Hal would start singing or making no, you know, like bass noises with his mouth, and we'd all sing, and they'd be like, oh, great, you know, we're never going to get move on to the next scene. We'd all
That's because we're paying the bills. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. If I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. I'd fly to the arms of my darling, and there I'd be willing to die. Take it, Hal.
It's truly amazing how God has been able to use all kinds of people to help us put together Adventures in Odyssey. We've been privileged to work with hundreds of talented actors for 15 years. We hope it's been as much of a blessing for you as it has been for us to bring it to you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Inside the Studio was written and assembled by Nathan Hubler. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Let's do the words. If I had the wings of an angel, over these prison walls I would fly. I'd fly to the arms of my darling, and there I'd be willing to die.